undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821, or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The Puppet Media Dare Not Report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media with your host, Farron.
Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, February 15th, 2014. We're in the third hour of the broadcast, taking your phone calls all this hour. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to join us. We're streaming live at thealternativemedia.com, republicbroadcasting.org. Support both if you can. We're going to go to the phones. We've got Dave in Statesville, then Renee in New York, John in Tennessee. Dave, how you doing?
Good, good, Farron. Right now, as you probably are aware, my wife and I have gone through a roller coaster of health problems, so we've kind of been out of the circuit.
I am aware of that. My heart goes out to you. I'm glad everything is going maybe a little bit better, and
well, as we approach 70 years of age, we've decided to kind of back off on some of the cause. The one thing that'll stay with me, though, is it's just amazing how these people just absorb all these blows to their economy and their well-being and their security without any fight or, for that matter, not even really knowing they're getting screwed over.
Well, you know, and I think that's an interesting perspective because I didn't really get to go into it. But the 2 weeks I was out, I met a lot of people from other states, and you're 100% right, Dave. I kind of attribute this as kind of like a boa constrictor. They're just slowly putting this squeeze on the people, and they seem to, I guess the analogy of boiling the frog, they seem to not be able to put the pieces of the puzzle together. They know something's wrong, but they still have that mentality that they want to so much believe in the system and believe the lies and hope that it's turning around. I mean, is that how you see it too?
Exactly. It depends on the Christians turn their back on the problem, saying that God's going to take care of everything, so I don't have to worry about it. I've got a neighbor that's got a college degree. He's a retired school teacher. And he told me that the reason that I believe all these things is because of my uneducated status, apparently. So somehow this education provides a shield for him against all this evil that's going on. So everybody's got their own little niche.
Wow, I think that's the first time I heard that one, but you know, I can take it from my wife's point of view that once you come to grips with the true reality and you break out of the lie, it's an ugly place, the truth, you know, it's an ugly place, but I would rather be in the truth and know what the truth is and be able to recognize it and see it and see through it.
Exactly.
Than be manipulated into, going along with the herd mentality. I mean, I don't know. We could talk about it for hours, Dave, because I know you're right there where I'm at. It really seems to bother me that people are not as upset about this situation as I am. I don't. Is that how you feel?
Exactly. I've always had an instinct for knowing when I was being manipulated. Apparently, most people don't. A great example: the Cash for Clunkers fiasco. This took place right after the government acquired General Motors and Chrysler. Very conveniently, the biggest competitor of new cars has always been used cars. So they decided to take as many used cars off the road as possible to push the sales up on their newly acquired companies. And conveniently, right after that, Toyota came up with some sort of imaginary problem. It was about the number one selling vehicle of sticking gas pedals to scare people away and push them into the American cars. So that was manipulation. Another thing about that, too, Cash for Clunkers, most people don't know this. They didn't accept the real clunkers. They wouldn't accept 1983 BAT vehicles. All they wanted was the potential competing vehicles. The true junkers, they weren't acceptable for trading.
And it was just another a prime example of the government getting involved in something that they've got no business whatsoever in. And another prime example of that. And of course,
a great example of another example of manipulation. They pull the interest out from under you with CDs. They dropped, most older people went with CDs, lived off some of the interest. It was kind of an agreement that people would put money away for retirement, live off some of the interest, along with Social Security, and they took the CD interest away. Then people put their money into the stocks and bonds and investments. Then the next step, Charlotte, property values have gone up. Single-family homes, 20% in the last year and a half. But interestingly, the percentage of home ownership went down. So somebody said, wait a minute, how can that be? Well, here's the deal. You got investment outfits that come in and buy up at these foreclosure auctions. They outbid everybody because they've got billions of dollars, and they buy up these homes and rent them out at exorbitant prices. Blackstone Investments, they're tied in with Morgan Stanley and all these other investment outfits. 95% of its homes are occupied. Average monthly rent, $1,300. They raised rent by as much as 30% and filed eviction procedures on 10% of all the renters. So your money was moved from savings into investment, then from investment into monopolizing the home market. So it ran around in a circle. Another example of just big money taking everything over.
And you know, what you said about our retirement age people wanting to be able to live off their interest and that being purposely removed, that has caused a disastrous effect for our elderly that has paid into the system and played by the rules their whole life. Hey, I'll give you the last word. I appreciate the phone call. Anything else you'd like to add? Always good to hear from you.
Well, I'd like to thank you from the bottom of my heart for the personal sacrifices that you've made for this cause. There's less than 1% of us, it seems, in this country that really are willing to stand up, and I'd like to thank you.
Hey, thank you. Thank you so much for that. I certainly appreciate that, Dave. I appreciate that a lot. We're going to go to Renee in North Carolina. Renee, how you doing? The break's going to catch you here in about a minute or so, but we want to get you on.
Well, I wanted to talk about that whole National Guard training to go after anti-government people. One, I hate being labeled anti-government, as I'm sure everybody else does. We're anti-corrupt government, okay? We're anti-criminal. So the thing is, that is an incorrect label that they use right off the bat. Now, you know, in this genre, the liberals get their faults pointed out to them enough. But there is a huge blind spot that I think needs to be addressed about conservatives. And it's their immense love for the police and military. The thing is, you know, they're Christians and they claim to love Jesus and they talk about the comparisons between us and the Roman Empire. Well, let's see. Had Jesus committed any crime? No. Did a corrupt government put him to death? Yeah. Who did carry that out? Was it not military people following orders that...
Hold that thought for me, Renee. We'll get you on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments, then John in Tennessee, Steve in Union Grove. Stay with us.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Super Fam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal-Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at HerbalHealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life, GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
AlternativeMedia.org. And we're going to go back to the phones. Renee, holding on the break, kind of interrupted your thoughts there, so I'm going to let you continue. Then we got John in Tennessee, Steve in Union Grove, Fred in Georgia. We're going to get everybody a little time on today.
Yes, I was talking about the blind spot and disconnect that people who claim to follow the Bible can't seem to see the most obvious message in the book and the life of Jesus Christ that they claim to love. That he was drug off, had a crown of thorns jammed on his head, whipped and nailed to a cross by military people following the orders of their government. What? But they have a blind spot. They just can't see this. So many of them tend to have this supposed love of Jesus and straddle the fence and want to also love the military and police. It's like, excuse me, did you read the story of what happened to Jesus? You know, this is so frustrating to me. You know, and, you know, the statistics show that the police and military tend to overwhelmingly be conservative. And so the thing is, you know, and I'm focusing on this because, like I said, there's a lot of focus on the faults of liberals. But I am a registered independent, and I see wrong on both sides. There needs to be, and I prefer to me, if we're going to unite people, we have to be fair. And so, you know, that's why I am pointing this out, because to me it's like, what can't they see about this? You know, these two, but, you know, I find that people who want to hold on to their beliefs, they will find a way to straddle the fence in order to hold on to beliefs that they love.
Well, Renee, you know, you remind me, one, I think the proper term is democide when you're killed by your government. And in history, all you got to do is just look up those numbers. But, you know, you remind me, and it brings me back to, and probably what in the beginning we were criticized the most for doing this broadcast was criticizing both parties, that neither party is representing the people here. They're both selling us out. And I don't know why. I guess there's something, and I'll get your opinion of this. There's something inherently indoctrinated, or we're born with this desire to pull for one side or the other, or continue thinking that one is gonna do it. We can't seem to let go and see through the fact of what the true reality is, and it frustrates me so much. Like I was saying while I was out, I talked to a lot of people in various states. I was just amazed at how they just regurgitate the TV. They don't look outside the box at all to see what's actually going on when they're riding by these vacant malls, and the economy is, you can just see what's happening. But your thoughts, I'll get your opinion.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. There is an unconscious bias, okay? And you have to work at making your bias conscious. Because there's an old saying, bias is like a backpack. You can't see your own. And the thing is, people have a tendency, it's like football or sport, to want to believe that those most like them are the good guys, and therefore they are good, and those most different than them are the bad guys. So they have a filter. When they look at their own, they tend to see the good and filter out the bad. And when they look at the opposing side, they see the darkness and badness of the other group and filter out the good. And it really takes some work to start to be fair about that and see the good and the bad on both sides. You know, and I think this, you know, if we're going to attract people, which I think we need to do, from both sides, because I know good people on both sides and I know bad people on both sides. So if we're going to win, we have to pull the good people from both sides. And we're not going to be able to do that if we continually bash them. And so I think we have to all work hard at overcoming our bias and being accepting of those who might come from the Democrats or the liberals, who are good people who want constitutional and honest government. We need them all.
Well, hey, I appreciate the phone call as always. I know you're passionate about what you believe in, and you know, during the time we've been doing this broadcast, and I say we because a lot of times Brian is with me or was, and it just seems normal, but we've tried to throw out a broad net and include as many people as we can to affecting change. I mean, I know to affect change, you've got to do that. It just seems like there's not many that's holding hands. But any last word, and then we're going to go to John in Tennessee, Steve in Union Grove.
No, that's it. That's my point for the day.
Well, hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. We're going to go to John in Tennessee. John, how you doing today, sir?
Well, I'm doing good. Welcome back.
Thank you.
You were talking about Monsanto earlier and genetic engineering of the food. Those that have heard me on RBN, I've been talking for years now about energy drinks. and other things that I believe are being used to manipulate our DNA. So I'd like to tell your folks what's out now being pushed by 7-Up is a new drink called Neuro. It's a new drink line by Neuro Brands. I want to read you a short paragraph and then give you the names of the four drinks. And this is by the founder, Diana Somebody. The human body is an amazing organism, and it usually has everything it needs to stay healthy. But we bombard it with junk food, high fructose corn syrup, heart-harming fats, and empty calories. With Neuro Drinks, I sought to create a line of intelligent, enhanced drinks that could be consumed from morning to night. But more importantly, I wanted products that, by working with the neuropathy of the mind, could effectively be used to change the whole body. Each Neuro product is formulated by leading scientists and nutritionists to address specific functions. Their best-selling Farron is called Sleep. You take it and it'll help you go to sleep. Next one's called Bliss, designed to relax your mind. Sonic, their energy drink, and Daily. Now, these people are coming out, and it's all proprietary blends. They're not telling you what's in it unless you dig for it. But they're telling you with no doubt about it that they're changing your whole entire body, and we're gobbling it up. We're paying $2.50, $3 for a can, drinking things and ingesting chemicals and other that we can't even pronounce what they are, but we're drinking them. Because they've got some beautiful woman. She's a beautiful woman, Diana Jenkins, founder of Neuro Drinks. But when you look at her eyes, I'm wondering, Farron, if this isn't the pharmacology that we were warned about in the book, that all living things have been corrupted and are being corrupted, and at some point, God's going to have his fill. He's probably already said, here I go again. And he's going to, I don't think he's going to tolerate it.
You know, that's interesting. That's a new one on me. Of course, I see at the convenience stores here in this area, young, old, male, female, it doesn't matter. But especially the young buying the energy drinks. And like you say, they're $2 and $3. They got them in 24 ounce or bigger now. There's even like Red Bull machines out places now. And we've got a society that is addicted to caffeine-laced drinks to the point that they have to have them now just to motivate them to do their daily routine. And I think it's extremely dangerous. And something else, I mean, you couple that with the nutrition, with the lack of nutrition, the nutrition-starved people that you see in society. Hold that thought for me. We're coming up on the break. Hold that thought. We'll wrap it up on the other side, John. Then we got Fred in Georgia taking phone calls, 1-800-313-9443. Back in moments.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
We'll be right back. For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Extend your life with
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original Truth Radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Studio. We're talking to John in Tennessee. John, I'm going to wrap it up pretty quick. We got quite a few on hold, but I wanted to give you the last word. And also, I wanted to say that what you're doing, exposing what's going on with these caffeine drinks and the nutrition and genetically modified foods. I mean, to me, there's nothing more important than that information. I know sometimes it's well received and a lot of times it's not, but people need to know. I'll give you the last word. Anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, real quick, Farron. You know, they've got a place on, they've actually got a blog. So here we are. At one end, we've got the drinks like Monster and Mamba and Black Magic or Viper or Venom or Poison or Nitrous Oxide and all these other things that they sound evil. But we're taking these things into our body. Now you've got something that sounds great, man. It's called Neuro. You know, that's where your thought processes and your neurons are firing, and it's, but they've got a blog that invites you. Tell us what you think. Help us develop new drinks. Tell us what you need. So I think what's happening, Farron, is people throughout this country are so desensitized to the propaganda and to the advertising that words really do make a difference. That's why you can spend $6 million for 30 seconds of advertising at the Super Bowl. And they've got them buying these drinks, funding the very genetic and psychological research that's going to enslave them, and they're loving it. They're saying it's great. It helps me sleep. Is it not amazing that the number one selling drink that this company is offering is called sleep? You know, it's like, watch the watch, go back and you're sleeping, go to sleep, go to sleep. And yep. They're going to have people doing exactly, they're going to be more than robots. They're going to be pre-programmed automatons doing exactly what the master says. And anyone that doesn't fall in line is going to be on the outside looking in. We're paying. It's literally, who was it that said, paying for the chains that enslaved them? Was that Jackson or one of the founding fathers? They're doing more than that. They're paying for the science and the research for the NSA, the CIA, NCI, whatever. And they're paying for the very research that's going to enslave their children and their grandchildren with a smile on their face. And to me,
Stockholm syndrome is alive and well. Well, they maybe need the sleep drink because they've been drinking the energy drinks all day. Well, hey, thank you so much, John. Thank you for the information as always. Appreciate talking to you. We're going to go to Steve in Union Grove, patiently holding on. Steve, thanks for holding, sir.
Good morning, Farron. Good to talk with you, and it's good to hear John when he calls in. He always has some interesting information, and I want to thank the gentleman over in Hickory. I think we used to see each other when we first started out and had those little meetings over there in Statesville for helping out on the expenses.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But what I wanted to call about was Mr. Lambert and say a few words about him and what he's what kind of man he was. Now, the information I have might not be accurate, but in fact, last week when you had the Constitution in suspension, I thought it was about Mr. Lambert because I tuned in late. And he had only passed away a week or two before. But as my recollection here has it, it was Thursday, January the 23rd, and he was 87 years old. And Mr. Lambert had some heart problems, and I think he had a pacemaker. And he had contacted me. This is a time when your program was just getting on the air, and you were trying to get information out. And he called me, and I think my son and myself went over there. And he was so concerned about getting the information out about the Constitution being in suspension. Now, the way he came across this was a VHF tape that you remember. And he was in the 30s, he went out west and worked in the wheat fields and worked and helped the farmers out there to gain money in the 30s. And he came, I don't know if he met Mr. Schroeder or not, but he found out about the Constitution and had this VHS tape in which you converted to a CD. And I'm not sure his age at that time when you interviewed him and when I talked with him, but he was so concerned about letting people know what's going on. Now, Mr. Lambert lived about a few miles from Union Grove in a little area called Olin, North Carolina, but he was well known for his banjo playing. He had a band called the Blue River Boys, and I think it's on the web page, blueriver.com, Blue River Boys. And Mr. Clay Lutzberg and Mr. Henderson in Virginia, I heard stories when he drove up back in the 60s and 70s and his little band in the bus, the people just said, well, it's no use to go ahead and perform because Mr. Lambert, or LW, they call him here, he was going to take it all. And so he was well known for his banjo playing, and he always told me about the time when he went to Carnegie Hall in New York and played his banjo. Now, you might have a lot of information, too, you know, on your interview, but it's just like a miracle that even though he's passing, that all these people are requesting this CD, and it's exactly what he wanted to do, get this out to the people.
Oh, absolutely, and I tell you, he was a patriot. You know, so few times do you meet people that, in my experience, are doing it for the fact that they want to affect change solely. No, there's no financial gain or anything like that, and he was a true patriot, and it changed the course of everything, and it was all so happenstance how it come about, and it was a pleasure to get to meet him, and it's really shame on me that I didn't stay in touch with him more as time progressed, because he just lived right down the road from where I was working at the time. But you know, maybe that's why it was all meant to be. We took the VHS tapes. I would have never got to talk to Dr. Gene Schroeder. None of this would have came about if it hadn't been for L.W. Lambert. And that's what I remembered him as. I always called him L.W. Hey, we're going to be coming up on a break. Anything else you'd like to add? And I certainly do appreciate the phone call and the kind words about L.W.
Okay, well, his widow is still living. Edith is her name. And also, he enjoyed building 8-inch Ford tractors and rebuilding those engines. And I think I have the last one that he rebuilt, my personal little 8-inch Ford. And I've cherished that very much. And I'll be sure and try to tell his family what you've done today with dedicating this program to him. And I hope someday that we can all get together, that little group we started years ago over there in Statesville, maybe have a reunion. And anyway, I enjoyed talking with you, and I'll be in touch with you maybe next week.
Hey, thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much. We're going to go to Fred, patiently holding on in Georgia. Then we got John in Statesville. How you doing, Fred? Thanks for holding, sir.
No problem. I was listening and having fun. I love the station because everybody's trying to help each other figure all this out. So I wanted to quickly mention three things. I won't take real long. I'll start with one, the Black Rock. The other guy referred to it as Blackstone, buying all the mortgages.
Yes, sir.
I did this last summer. I encourage everybody to go to Yahoo Finance, and look at Chase Bank, Citicorp, Wells Fargo, Goldman Sachs. Look at their primary shareholders. BlackRock is probably the number one in all of those. That is the Fed. If you look at the primary shareholders of one and you go to the other, you'll find out that the other has its primary shareholders, the one you just left. So it's very incestuous. It's very concentrated. And when you follow this rabbit hole, you get to a point where you find out that the investors of BlackRock and many of these others are private investment clubs. In other words, they're very rich individuals that have no authority, no legal obligation to tell you who they are. So that's one of the things that really picked my interest when I heard him talking about Blackstone or BlackRock buying all these mortgages. Because you remember, the Fed is using $80 billion a month to put into mortgage securities.
Now, that's interesting because, one, we just saw Ben Bernanke leave, and the Fed balance sheet has skyrocketed under Ben Bernanke. I think it's about $4 trillion. I had the paper in front of me. I don't know where it's at. So what you're saying and what Dave was saying is the Fed is actually the one that's going in and buying up all of these, all the mortgages.
Through these. Bingo. And I'm trying to get a state law passed. I haven't sent it into my legislator yet. But the essence of it is this. If the person that's in charge of keeping the dollar stable and keeping the economy not booming and busting has failed its duty completely, then, in other words, we have an economic collapse of some sort. Why should they be able to foreclose on all these homes bought with printed money? They have nothing in them. So,
Absolutely. I agree with you. And I'm glad you said, because, you know, a lot of people, they don't. Stay with me through this break. Then we've got John and Statesville coming up. Hold on for me, George, Fred. We're coming up on a break. We'll be back in moments. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today
That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at WhatLiesInYourDebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life, GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
To John in Statesville, and I've got to get John's opinion of what's been happening in Washington, D.C. But, Fred, I wanted to, one, tell you, hats off to you. You're seeing right through it. Let us know how things work out there if you're trying to get this, your congressman or someone to get involved with this. But it's exactly the truth. They printed the money out of thin air. It's backed by absolutely nothing. They lend it to you. They create this boom and bust system. They collapse the economy, and then they foreclose on real property that has worth because of paper that they lent you that was worth less. And people have a hard time connecting them dots, but it's absolutely the truth.
Okay, two quick points and I'll get off the line here. One, it's a good day to celebrate because RBN looks like it's going to have a couple of very cool people coming up on the weekends. Mark Pasio, who's, I just heard this Friday, whose central theme is trying to unravel all the ideas we have stuck in our head that keep us thinking and believing stuff that's not true, right? Like the Fed is a government thing.
Yeah.
But And so that'll bring in a lot of new people. It should be exciting to have more listeners. I love your show, and I look forward to all the new people being involved. Finally, and I'll wrap it up with this, I'm just trying to start a personal campaign about the NSA. You know, we've got, what is it, something like 300,000 private contractors out there working in intelligence. I say that everybody we know that's involved in any way with government, to start asking them to say, hey, you guys in the NSA, turn your camera towards Congress. You can record everything. You track everything. Find the nexus between Congress, banking, big agri, big pharma. Track those down. Find the people in the center and record those calls. Release them on the net. You don't have to do anything more than that.
Absolutely. Well, hey, thank you so much for the phone call. Pleasure as always. I appreciate you calling in today, Fred. We're going to go to John in Statesville, patiently holding. John, you doing all right today? Appreciate you holding on for me.
Well, I appreciate being having the opportunity to talk to you. Our Tea Party meeting met last month, and one of the main things that come up was if we don't get to Congress and Senate's attention by the 27th of this month, whenever the election primary comes up, 30 days before the primary, we can't demonstrate, we can't hold up banners, we can't do this, we can't do that. 60 days before the general election, we can't do this and that. But the unions are exempt. So that's scary.
Now, hold on. That's the first I've heard of this. Now, you're saying 30 days before the election, you can't protest anywhere?
Yeah, now this is a 501c group, like tea parties, churches, or whoever. This is 30 days before the primary election, 60 days before the general election. And that does away with your Second Amendment. But the unions are exempt.
Huh, no, that's news to me. I didn't know these were, I mean, I knew churches were 501c3. I didn't know these tea party groups were registered that way, and I, when I saw you were calling, I figured you were about to blow a gasket. What was your opinion of the debt ceiling being raised this past week?
Oh, I call and call and call, which I think is worthless, but it's, if I could snap my fingers and just remove them all, I would do it. It's time to start something, I don't know what, but if King Obama gets this the next election, and, you know, I know we keep talking about the same old thing, but if he gets both houses, there'll be no end to what he will do. No end. And can I make an announcement?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
The Yakin Valley Tea Party will meet this Thursday night at Idle County Library from 7 to 8:30, and they will have, they've got five guys that's going to be running for sheriff. And we need a constitutional sheriff, so they will have the opportunity to talk and debate. So anybody in Idle County like to know anything about the sheriff, they need to come and see what's going on.
Idle County, 7-8:30 Library, Thursday. And, hey, no one's called in and said anything about, and I'm kind of surprised with the amount of email that's came in, Constitution, fact or fiction, Constitution in suspension. Did you get to hear any of that last week, week before?
I've read and heard a little bit about, but I just, you know, I think you're right. You've been talking that for years. And, Steve, I wish we could get together sometime. He's talking about the group getting together that started in Statesville. So maybe when our whole country falls at the knees of Obama, maybe we can get together then.
Hey, definitely. Love to see all y'all. Hey, appreciate the phone call. Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, we definitely need to get involved. Most people think it's going to be like it's always been, but bless Pat, it's not. This country is changing big time.
Well, you know, John, I know from your perspective and I know from your background being a builder and what's happened in the economy, what we've seen transpire in the last, and I mean, you could put 10 years, 12, you could say 4 years, it don't matter. We're just seeing the eradication of a future for not just us, but the next generation. It boggles my mind when the debt's exploding and homelessness and the amount of people on unemployment or on food stamps, and then all the malls closing and people still, and I didn't really get to go into it, but I spoke to a lot of people in various states in the last 2 weeks, and it amazed me how they are holding on to this thing is somehow turning around when they can't seem to point their finger at any real legitimate sign that it's happening. It's almost like a detachment from reality with a lot of people that are, like Renee was saying, they can't seem to connect the dots or what Fred was saying earlier. I mean, and you've seen it in our local economy here. I mean, it is not good, and it's going to continue to worsen because they won't let it do anything else.
Yeah, what bothers me is the big lie of this unemployment. It just, people don't, they sat down in second accepting 6.7 unemployment. Come on, guys, wake up.
And you know, John, they'll have a 100 jobs out here at one of the factories every maybe 6 months, and 3,000 people show up, and then the mainstream media will claim that, you know, unemployment 7%. I mean, it's not that hard to see through it. But I'll give you the last word. We're almost out of time. I appreciate the phone call as always.
Well, I appreciate all the people calling in. It's really, we're learning something by this, and you learn nothing by listening to so-called news media that we got. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for the phone call. As I've said before, one of the main reasons I wanted to do the broadcast was to dedicate one-third of it to you, the listeners, to have your opinions heard, whether you agree or disagree. It's funny, if you listen to the broadcast years ago, there was quite a bit more disagreement, especially when we went into 9/11 and that kind of thing, Tex Mars on, getting into some of the controversies. But I think there's a lot of people out there that, one, are fed up with the mainstream media. They're fed up with the lie. They're looking for real information. That's why Republic Broadcasting, the crew there, John Stattmiller, they're bringing this to you. Support Republic Broadcasting and support the alternative media if you can. You can go to thealternativemedia.com and donate if you can. Everyone that's getting the DVDs, hang tight. I'm sending them out next week, and I'm excited about it. I want to thank William. I want to thank Dale. You know who you are. That's makes this available so that I don't have to pay for it out of my pocket completely, and I appreciate that as well. We'll be back on next week. Check out the website, thealternativemedia.com. A lot of the stories we discussed are there. I know I had a little hiatus there where it wasn't updated for about a week or so, but we're back on top of it. Now, also, I put Remembering Flight 93. If you've not seen this video and you've got questions about the truth about 9/11, watch this video on the website. We'll be back next week, and until then, this is Farron saying, when they come for your gold, give them the lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first, and God help us all.